In Romans 10:17, Paul says, "So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." It's obvious from this passage of Scripture that faith comes by hearing the word of God. May I be so bold as to say that's the only way that we can have faith. What many people mean when they say, "I believe this or that," is that their opinion is that this or that is the truth. It may or may not be the truth. The only way we can know for sure that something is the truth is if the Bible teaches it. Our faith, though, comes by hearing the word of God. It does not come through feelings. Feelings are a wonderful byproduct of faith, but faith is actually an intellectual process. Our mind comes in contact with the mind of God, and we learn to trust what God has said. We learn to believe and accept what God has said. How many times have we read in the Bible that he that hath ears to hear, let him hear? That's almost like an idiom among the Greeks to say, this is very, very important, so listen to what I'm about to say. The Bible also talks in terms of taking heed how you hear. And it even says, take heed what you hear. Because we can hear all kinds of things. And we do hear all kinds of things in our world. And that's why we need to take heed what we hear and even how we hear what we hear, so that we can learn to trust God and his word. In John 8:31-32, the Bible says, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." The word, "if you continue," or "if you abide in my word," or "if you live in my word," or "if you remain in my word," indicates that one opens his or her Bible and studies the Bible and learns what the Bible actually teaches. And if one learns to trust God and to trust the Bible, the word, then he has faith. That's really what faith is. And so if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There's not any other way to know the truth. We can't know the truth outside of the Bible. We can't know the truth by learning from other books, but we can know the truth that makes us free if we study and learn the teachings of the Bible itself. What a wonderful opportunity we have in our world to have a plentiful supply of Bibles and to be able to read them and learn to trust God. We must hear the word of God in order for faith to be produced in our lives.